I wanted to ask you, since Portland police announced this week that they'll stop pulling drivers over for minor violations, with some exceptions, but those violations are the kind of thing that your effort CNBC seeks to address. So what's your
Yes.
reaction been to that?
I am encouraged that the Portland police and the mayor have come to an agreement about reducing the amount of traffic-related stops because of burnout equipment. The Oregon statute calls it equipment, but it's burnout lights, turn signals, headlights, license plate lights, brake lights, things like that. But I mean, I think the context is important. The Portland Police Bureau has lost hundreds of officers, and it's very difficult for them to even keep up with major crimes. I mean, there have been shootings, two, three shootings a night, every night for months. And it just makes sense to me that one of the reasons why they've decided to reduce the number of police stops for vehicles with burnout lights, because they consider that a relatively minor infraction compared to what they have to deal with. So I'm not really sure how much of it actually has to do with social justice. I think more of it has to do with just the realities that the police department is facing, which, you know, kind of makes me question the whole motivation of saying it's about you know, being more social justice when, you know, you look at what the police department in the city is dealing with, and you know, that may not exactly be true.
Right, that was going to be my next question. Do you think that it's a meaningful step?
I think that it will make a difference in that drivers with burnout lights currently won't have to worry about being stopped by the police because they have a burnout light. My nonprofit seeks to deal with the issue of burnout lights, not only from a social justice perspective, but from a public safety perspective. So even if people of color aren't being pulled over by the police because they have burnout lights, there's still the safety issue, you know, and hopefully people are responsible and they realize that they have a burnout light. They need to get it fixed because, you know, if you're driving down a two-lane road at night and you have one light coming at you, you don't know if it's a car or a motorcycle, you know, I mean, that's dangerous. But I think that people don't have to worry about being stopped for frivolous reasons while the police and the city have made this agreement, this temporary fix. Because as listeners probably know, last Thursday, the Oregon legislature defeated House Bill 2002, which was supposed to enshrine in Oregon law the fact that police could not pull over people for minor infractions like burnout lights. So that failed in the legislature. So, you know, apparently, you know, the state house, you know, there are factions in the state house that don't want to see police power hindered to that extent because apparently they feel there's value in it, in being able to stop people for burnout lights. And I talk about why that is, you know, part of the broken windows theory. I talk about that on the CNBC website. It's a tool, a profiling tool that police use for cars as well as people. But in the interim, I think it's a good step because no one has to worry about being pulled over for a frivolous reason, like getting their like a bulb burnout. And that also means then that there will be fewer harmful interactions between people and the police. I'm interested to see what happens if police staffing levels return to full strength. If this is a policy that the Portland Police Bureau and the city will continue to follow despite what the legislature does.
And so, you know, with that in mind, right, like the Portland Police Bureau have their jurisdiction, and within that jurisdiction, they've committed that these minor violations won't be cause for getting pulled over. But, you know, outside of that, as you mentioned, the state house and, you know, statewide, countywide legislation doesn't necessarily follow that. So, with that in mind, is your effort with CNBC going to continue?
Absolutely. Because, like I said, it's either social justice or it's public safety. And, you know, at the very least, people can get their brake lights and turn signals and possibly headlights replaced for free. And it's not only public safety, but it's public education. Because at some of these events, I hope to be able to partner with, you know, social service organizations or social justice organizations or human rights organizations. So when people come to get their bulbs replaced, you know, they can learn about other programs going on in the city. You know, they can get more education about why this program exists and, you know, some of the other programs that exist in partnership with it, you know, to help improve life for everybody in the Portland area.
I also wanted to ask about the stops data, because that was a big, that's a big part of your effort. And my assumption is that, you know, this saying that they're going to reduce stops will probably mess with that data a little bit. Are there other ways that the success might be of CNBC or of, you know, any of this might be reflected in that data?
If they're going to be reducing the number of stops, then the data is definitely going to be affected. But I think it's also important to remember this is not the normal situation. You know, this is not the normal situation in Portland, and it's not the normal situation around the country. The normal situation is, you know, and our legislature just proved it, the normal situation is police have the right to stop people with burnout bulbs. And more often than not, that's profiling, because, you know, in some parts of the city and in some neighborhoods, people drive around with burnout bulbs and are never stopped by the police. In other neighborhoods, people drive around with burnout bulbs and are always stopped by the police. So the normal situation is people are pulled over for burnout bulbs in certain neighborhoods. I think that the data is going to be skewed because right now, because of staffing levels and other things going on, the Portland police can't do that. So, yeah, the numbers will look like there's been an improvement, you know, and that might be something that, you know, maybe some people would point to and say, see, it's working. But I think it's important to remember that these are extraordinary circumstances right now. And I think that when circumstances return to normal, those stop data numbers will return to normal, which unfortunately is, you know, bad for people of color.
Right. If the Portland Police Bureau get over 100 officers back on staff, that might be something they start going after again.
And I think also it's important to consider that if it does return to normal, to what it was, you know, before COVID, it kind of says something about the commitment of the city, you know, and the police to actually do this thing that they say they're doing for a social justice reason. You know, what Chuck Lavelle and Ted Wheeler have agreed to is strictly circumstance based. And I think that when things return to normal, so will the stops data. And unfortunately, so will the possibility of people being hurt or killed because of bad interactions with the police.